March, and this is your Minority Sports Report. I'm Julian, and as always, I'm joined by Big Black. By
Big Black.
And there's a lot to talk about.
Well,
kind of.
All right.
But there was
a lot to talk about.
Yeah. I mean, the Olympics are over. Hell, Russia celebrated by fucking invading Ukraine.
Yep. We gotta win something. We gotta win something.
They're not winning hockey, man.
Bastards.
Yeah, so fuck you, yeah. Russia.
Fuck you.
Anyway, first on the docket, though, I think the Oscar...
Docket.
Oscar Pistorius trial.
Pistorius, and we're not talking about... Oh, well, I guess you already said his last name.
Yeah.
We were talking about the fabulous show hosted by the one and only Ellen DeGeneres.
No, she did a good job, though.
She did.
She's good.
Props. That's my boo.
that's all Portia was thinking.
Yep.
But Oscar Pistorius, the Blade Runner.
The fucking cheater. Why was he in the regular Olympics?
Well,
can someone answer me this?
Why not? If he can run as fast as everybody else.
Yeah, but he had fake legs. Has.
Well, that didn't stop him from killing his girlfriend.
Oh, sure enough did.
Yeah, there's no legend about that. They both all agree that he killed his girlfriend. Now, whether it was an accident or not,
right? That's
up for debate.
Yeah,
up for debate. John, you kind of, I don't know. You know some South Africans.
I do.
And they've...
And I have not talked to them about this because, honestly, I don't think they care. But I should. I didn't even think about it.
Oh, I just thought they, like, if you ever talk to them, you bring it up.
No, it's just, we just talk shit about each other.
Yeah, but that's something you can talk about. It'd be like, oh, your legless hero is murderer. and it's not if he killed his girlfriend. No, he killed her. Yeah. But he's saying it's an accident.
He said it was an accident.
And it might not be an accident because, I don't know, he thought she was an intruder. So,
Here it is. roses are red, violets are glorious. Don't try to surprise Oscar Pistorius. From a South African. Oh, that shit is fucking hilarious.
But I imagine this is like their OJ trial, man.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, this is a big time sports hero, national sports hero, and OJ, you know, before... You know, granted, I knew him as the guy from the Naked Gun movies.
That's right. It's like an OJ, man.
That's how I knew OJ Simpson up until that point.
Man.
Not as a running back. But, I mean, you know, this is the pop culture icon, I'm sure, you know.
Yeah, he's, well, yeah.
And all the OJ jokes and morbid OJ jokes, I'm sure.
You know, despite... He is a hero because he cheated his way into the Olympics.
Hey, it happens all the time.
With his fucking carbon fiber legs. How often does that happen?
No, I'm just saying people buy their way onto the fucking Olympics.
That's fine!
Oh, it's okay to buy your way into the college.
Do it traditionally. By traditional means. Yo, he had fucking carbon fiber legs with, like, spring action. And he still came in last place.
Well, yeah, because he doesn't have any legs.
That's the fucking point. He should have been in the Olympics. The Especial
Olympics.
The Especial.
Special Olympics are different than Paralympics.
No, I know. Never mind. I'm not going to do it.
Olympiad de Para.
Fucking paraplegic. But, yeah, he, I don't know.
Everybody gets a medal in the Special Olympics.
He is... I don't know. I'm not from there. I don't live there. But, you know, just... The whole world knows who he is.
Okay.
So he has to be popular there. Of course he did it. That's not what's up for debate.
No, I know. But do you believe him?
No.
No? You think he, like, wanted to kill her?
I think he lost his temper and fucking murdered her. And didn't... I don't think he meant to murder her. But
you shoot through a goddamn locked door. I mean, granted, I think he killed her too, because it's like, what, you don't recognize your girlfriend's voice?
I know.
Or do you just like, oh, somebody's in the bathroom, I better fire my gun into the bathroom.
Like, are you firing warning shots? Do you think she's like laying down on the ground crying? You know what I mean? Like, why are you even firing your gun? That's what I mean. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because, it was an accident. She was locked in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And there was an intruder, so I shot into the bathroom instead of calling the police and just standing there with my gun. You open this door, intruder, I'm blowing your brains out. Wait for the police to arrive. You know, that doesn't hold up, man. That story's bullshit. It's bullshit.
I approach the bathroom, armed with my firearm, and so as to defend Riva and I, Petora said in a statement. He then said he heard a noise in the toilet cubicle and was in the fearful state because he was unable to run away or defend himself physically since he was not wearing his prosthetic legs. He shouted at what he thought was an intruder, then shot through a toilet door, only realizing later that he had shot Stenkamp.
Whatever. That should pick up.
So that's what he said that
after. Yeah, I don't give a fuck what he said. I'm judging him. I don't give a damn. I'm already judging him.
Yeah, I don't. I think he's... But this is...
How do you make it to your gun and then to the bathroom without your legs?
I don't know, dude.
And you're terrified?
You know...
I heard a noise, so I just shot at it. What?
Well,
this is a movie?
Well, it's also, I'm just like, if you're defending your girlfriend, aren't you like, where's my girlfriend?
Right.
She's not next to me.
Right. You know, it's like the fucking, you're in the supermarket, you know, and somebody's like hunting you down and you hear a can and you just shoot it, you know, because it's a fucking movie. This ain't a fucking movie. This is real life, nigga. Like, to me, that story doesn't. I get why he's saying it, but it doesn't hold up when you slice it any way. Even if, I'm like, I can't, I don't know. Like I said, to me, no matter which way you slice that story, it seems fabricated.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't believe
him. What was she calling him? Little Nubby? Pissed him off? And was like, what are you going to do? Come catch me? You know? Locked herself in the bathroom, talking shit to him. Old Stubby. Like,
if he didn't mean to kill her, what happened?
That's what I mean.
Like,
how?
Well, I guess, you know, maybe they're like, you can convict him on like first or like, you know.
I don't know what their laws are.
Their laws manslaughter.
Are their laws the same?
I don't know.
That's
probably
what I mean. It's like,
it's probably more based on a British system. I don't know.
But like, it's like I said, to me, no matter which way you slice the story, it doesn't seem like it was self-defense because. There's what happened before all of that?
Yeah.
That's why it doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know what happened before all of that. But if he didn't have his legs, how are you getting around the house so quick? Or like, not quickly, but like...
Well, yeah, because I mean, he's got to crawl out of bed at that point.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, surely you would notice your girlfriend is not there.
You've got to get your gun.
Maybe he sleeps with the gun.
Maybe he does, but then you gotta crawl out of bed, you know, crawl around the house, crawl
on the floor. And he has a wheelchair.
He said he felt defenseless. How do you feel defenseless when you can sit up?
I don't know. How do you feel defenseless when you have a gun? That's my question.
Exactly. That's exactly, like I said, no matter which way you slice the story, it doesn't hold up.
But
nigga, you can sit up and be a strong 2.5 foot. You know? And just do some damage.
Yeah, well, I don't know. If I had a gun, I'd feel.
Fuck, he's like legit. Like legitimately, he's had the strength of an Olympian. Yeah, it's about running, but he's still strong as fuck.
Last place Olympian.
It doesn't matter. That's still better than a lot of the world's population.
Yeah, that's
you know?
True.
So that's what I mean. He's a strong dude, yo. Like that's it. Doesn't hold up to me, man.
He's a Blade Runner.
The Blade Runner.
The Blade Runner. But, yeah, that's, this is our new segment we're just gonna call, Minority Crime. Because,
Minority Sports Crime.
We talk about crime and sports a lot. It's just just seems to go hand in hand, doesn't it? So we're gonna kind of like officially call this segment, and you know, it'll overlap with Big Dummy.
Big Dummy.
Oh, Darren Sharper. As a side note, as a follow up to it, to a story, he surrendered himself to police this week in Los Angeles. So to answer on, like, I think a fourth charge of rape. So he also got fired by the NFL Network after being on suspension without pay.
What a dum-dum.
What a dum-dum. Ooh-wee. But anyway,
yeah.
Moving on.
So yeah, we'll keep...
We'll keep you updated on the Oscar Pretorius trial.
The trial of the century.
For the South Africans.
Maybe.
Well,
maybe. I don't know what's bigger, Mandela dying or this guy?
Probably Mandela dying.
Is it?
It's like George Washington dying for them.
Is it? We don't live there.
I don't know. I would assume.
I don't know. I don't know. Are they preoccupied with the bullshit like we are?
I don't know. Are they hosting something soon? Are they worried about that? seems like every up and coming country is like about to host something that we gotta like worry about.
No, because they did the World Cup.
Yeah, but oh yeah,
was the last one.
And Olympics are a little wary about having them in Africa.
Yeah, wise. They should, because you know whatever. But.
Yes, we're moving on. We're moving on out of South Africa, back to the good old U.S. of A.
Back to the U.S. of A.
And what is the third favorite sport of America?
What?
NBA. Unless we're going to talk about AH.
Oh, no. We'll save the NFL for, you know, number one.
But the NBA... Where LeBron James tonight scored 61 points against the Bobcats.
That's what it was against?
Yeah.
Come on, this headline says masked hero.
He was also told by the NBA to change his mask to a clear mask.
Why? That fucking carbon fiber looking shit was awesome.
They said it was distracting.
Whatever.
So you did it.
That's not distracting. It looks like when you smush your face together with your hands. So.
It looks like a bad bank robber.
You know, because when I saw that mask, the black one, I was like, yo, that's like the NFL with the guys like putting extra fucking bars in their helmets and having patterns. And I was like, that is sick, yo. I was like, I'll give it to LeBron for that one. That's nice.
Yeah, but the NBA asked him to change it.
Hey.
And he said, all right. But okay, yeah, still, I mean, 61 points, though, that's a lot.
It is a lot of fucking points, though. It really is. I'm not taking anything away from him, but I'm like, the Bobcats. I'm like, if it was like the Pacers or something, holy fuck.
If that was the Pacers, right. Then it'd be like, you know, LeBron makes statement about East, you know.
Yeah, but yeah, that's still 61. Somebody's got to do it.
I don't know, Melo can do it.
Well, yeah, Melo could do it,
and they'd still lose.
I think he did it a couple weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken. I think
he did dropped 61? Like 60,
62 or something at Madison, in Madison Square Garden.
Wow. Man, do I sure miss Carmelo Anthony?
Yeah, you do.
Hey, the Knicks are doing about as well as the Nuggets.
So. Which isn't good at all.
No, they're both teams are doing
well. Yeah, just as well as the Celtics.
Yeah.
Everybody's teams are great this season.
Hey, the Heat are doing really well. And the Pacers.
Yeah.
OKC's kind of stumbling now that they have to get used to Russell Westbrook again.
Yeah, that's just legit, man. And it's legit. It's like,
what are the standings as they are?
Oh.
Can you look that up?
Yeah, let me check out the standings. I was going to also do, you know, because... ESPN has its own website for Boston. It's awesome.
We have a radio station that pays for the honor of using the ESPN call signals. Yeah, that's right.
Are these like legit or...
What?
The Hollinger Power Rankings? Is that what's the official one?
No, that's just the overall power rankings. I meant like... Ah, shut up.
Boo, muted!
God! She was talking about Pretorius.
Oh, standings. I'm sorry. I picked fucking rankings. I'm my bad. I got it.
No worries.
I got it.
But I mean, what?
But okay, so Indiana is... Oh, shit. They're two games ahead now. Last time I checked, like, last week, I think they were 1.5 games at some point. Anywho.
Wow, Toronto's leading the Atlantic Division?
Oh, you're in, I'm just doing the overall standings.
Overall, Indiana's in first.
Yeah, Indiana's in first in the East, and Oklahoma's in first in the West, a game and a half above San Antonio.
And then Portland, Clippers.
4 games behind, and then Clippers are 4.5. Houston's also 4.5 games behind. Golden State, Phoenix, and Dallas round out the top 8 for the West. And then was Indiana, Miami, Toronto, Chicago, Washington, Brooklyn, Charlotte, and Atlanta round out the top 8 for the Eastern Conference.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so
let's see. It's just going to... Okay, who's going to play the...
Boston is 20-40.
Nice.
New York is 21-40.
This is Denver bad. 25-34, nice. Baby. Nice.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's a shitty fucking.
Oh, we are God. 1 of 9 of our last 10 Gold Nuggets.
Oh, so bad.
We have lost 6 in a row.
That's a shit season.
No, that's whatever. Awful, man.
Yeah.
The Jazz are worse than us, though. We're in the same fucking division as OKC. How are we going to ever...
Yes. Did you want to go by...
But, yeah, I mean, look. With the NBA, we're just going to have to see if Oklahoma City or San Antonio is going to play the Heat. Like, that's... We have 2 months of waiting for that.
Mm-hmm. The best 2 months ever, yo. NBA, man.
Why are the NBA playoffs so long?
Because they're the fucking best playoff system in the fucking planet.
You're right. Players do need 4 days off in between games.
Especially, come on. When you're grinding all season long.
Yeah.
From January to January. And then there's like 3 extra months for the NBA year.
Ugh.
The NBA year rotates on 15 months.
It's just, come on, man. You know, the hockey playoffs only take about
My mom loves fucking basketball.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I love your sport. But it's just like, you don't need 4 days off in between games. I'm sorry. That is ridiculous.
Yeah, that playoffs.
You play Sunday night, the next game you play is on Thursday. Are you fucking joking?
That's fucking stupid. No, the game's tomorrow. No,
it's not. What do you mean it's not? That's how all the other sports work in that kind of system. Nope.
Not the NBA.
Nope. Baseball players do it. Fucking hockey players do it. Nope, we need a day for travel, a day to shit, a day to like hang out with our buddies from the other team where we don't have to be mean to each other.
We don't have to compete for once.
Yeah, we just have to be friends. That's all we want, be friends. But, I don't know, the NBA also got rid of the shadiest commissioner of the 4 commissioners.
Yes.
Mr. David Stern. Goodbye, good riddance, so long.
What's the new guy's name?
Oh, shit.
Don't even worry about it. But yeah, I'm fucking pumped that Mr. Stern is no longer the commish of the NBA. Because honestly, it was like Mayor Menino. He was the only guy that I've known for my whole life.
Yeah, David Stern was a crook. I'll say that to your face, man.
He's still alive, man.
That's me. David Stern, if I ever meet you, I'll tell you what a crook I think you are, because I think you're a fucking crook. Granted, you're a good commissioner, you're a good businessman, I respect you.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I don't fucking like you or would trust you as far as I can fucking throw you. Granted, that's because you're so tall and lanky and awkward. But anyway, there's a new commissioner who's I think wants to move 2 years where you have to do 2 years in the
Adam Silver
would like to move change the one and done to two and done.
Hell yeah, I totally agree with that.
I'm fine with that because it'll be make a better product. And if you have a better product, you have a better league.
Honestly, I don't like today's NBA. I grew up with yesterday's NBA because mom loves it. You know, the 80s, man. The 80s and early 90s. Like, if basketball was at that high of a level, I'd watch it because it's... If you really sit back and think about it, every single team during that time period had a superstar.
No, we were talking about this the other day.
Every single person, every single team.
It was just because Michael Jordan was there.
Yeah, because Michael Jordan was there, no one won.
Yeah, but
there
was so many. Ewing never won a championship.
There's so much talent.
Barkley never won a championship. Reggie never won a championship. Fuck, Reggie never even played in the finals.
Yeah, that's crazy. But that's not like, never mind the guys that didn't win a championship. There's just so much talent.
Yeah, no, but that's like, what I mean. It's just like, you look at
Take like a bumfuck team like Seattle. Well, not the bumfuck, but like Sonics as they used to be.
Yeah, no, who did they have?
They had Sean Kemp.
Yeah, they did have Sean Kemp.
That motherfucker was a beast. Let's go to fucking Houston. They had Hakeem Olajuwon and somebody else that I can't remember right now. Every single team had a superstar in that time period. Because they all stayed in college for years, developed their game in school, built their rivalries during the college years, and then bought that shit to the NBA. And I'm all for making kids stay in school longer.
Yeah, it's a better product. It's a better product.
It really is, man.
Because it's like, you know, they're like, oh, the NBA starts in October, and you forget because it's like, well, A, football's going on.
Yeah, exactly.
About the NBA. And B, it's not even like you get decent games until December because teams are just, you know, these people are, you know, instead of men, you're having boys play the game.
Yep, that's exactly what it is. I want to see people develop in the NBA, but I don't want to watch your whole career develop in the NBA.
Yeah, it's
and
like, call me.
Watch it.
I don't know. If you're good at, there are certain people who are good enough. Kobe was good enough.
Right.
LeBron was good enough.
There are fucking anomalies.
And then, you know.
But everyone else since who? Since LeBron James.
But fuck, even Jordan needed to develop.
Right. But Jordan, exactly. Jordan is not a Kobe. Jordan is not LeBron James in terms of just raw talent like that. Because those guys got picked up early and started shitting on everybody. You know, granted, LeBron didn't win until, you know, he switched teams. But the point is, like, who since LeBron James, and prior to that, since Kobe Bryant, and then prior to that, since it was, like, Kevin Garnett. Like, those three guys got bought into the league early and dominated. That is very rare. There are a lot of young guys in the NBA with tremendous talent, but we gotta wait fucking 5 years.
Yeah, before you get good enough.
And it's like, ugh, the product is it's an inferior product to the shit I grew up with, and that's why I don't watch it. That's a huge reason why I don't watch it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Out of the big four, or as John would say, the big three and a half. basketball's actually probably my least favorite. I have my problems with it politically and just the way the games run. And
oh, yeah, the refs are the best in the fucking business.
They are the best. Scientifically proven to be the best.
Yeah. We're lying.
We're being facetious.
It's scientifically proven they are the worst.
Yes.
Which is fucking crazy. Bay umps. And umpires piss people off, man.
Yeah.
You know, but damn, they get it right.
No, it's like
they get it right.
In a recent survey, they found like baseball umpires, hockey refs, and NFL refs get it right roughly 95% of the time. Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
Like,
high.
You know, 9 times out of 10 they get it right. Whereas like NBA refs get it right like 70% of the time, which I guess is better than half the time, but it's still like.
But at that level?
Yeah, at that level.
You need to be at the highest level. That's why it's there. And everyone, that's, man.
And it seems like out of every sport, I find the fans of the NBA complain more about officiating than any other sport.
Absolutely.
I mean, we bitch about the NFL refs, but it's kind of just like, I don't feel it's real.
Mostly, the thing with the NFL refs, I bitch mostly about are the no calls. you know.
Yeah.
The no calls are what gets me with NFL refs. And that's fine, because if you don't call it, it's not a fucking foul. So you technically didn't get it wrong, you know. However, you know, you go to the flip side of the NBA, it's like, wait, what? What the fuck just happened?
Yeah, I just...
Especially if you jump into a game that's heated, like, towards the end. You know, it's just like, oh, that was a gimme from the earlier quarter, you know. The fucking commentators say, like, you know, oh, that was, you know, that was a...
Well, also because, like, I don't know. The other sports haven't had an ex-referee come out and be like, yeah, the games are kind of tilted and, you know, like, I bet on games because I always know who would win because I knew how the calls would go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's fucked up.
Yep.
You know, so...
And then, like, oh, no, he's rogue.
Yeah, he's rogue, and that doesn't, you know, but... And they didn't change anything?
No, exactly, because...
So I don't, you know... But
David Stern's gone.
Anyway, David Stern is gone. Hopefully, we'll see a new era of the NBA. I have hope. This is a youngish guy. What, he's like in his 50s?
I don't know. I'll find out right now.
But I don't know. He looks young. He's definitely younger than fucking.
Absolutely.
David Stern was. Who was?
He might. He kind of looks.
Who actually, did you know David Stern played basketball in barns with peach baskets with the bottoms cut out? That's how long ago David Stern played basketball. But yeah, so we have 2 months of seeing whether San Antonio or Oklahoma City will have the honor of losing to the Heat in the finals. But yeah, I don't know. It's just like, you know, the NBA starts and I'll follow the playoffs, but as always, it's like the Nuggets aren't doing shit, so it's I don't care that much.
Shit. He was born in 62.
62.
Yeah, he's 51.
51? Yeah, so...
He's fucking... He's younger than, Isn't Goodell, like, 53 or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I think... that guy's probably the youngest... Shit.
Yeah, he is, commish. Like, the youngest commish now. No, nice.
Well, that's good.
It is, man, because he's... Yeah, he's 50, but he's more in touch... than fucking Stern is.
Yeah, Stern is, you know, Stern's one of those old guys who's just like, yeah, I've always been doing it this way, this is how it's gonna get done. You know? And it's like, well, no, you gotta change. Well, no, we're fine. We put the Los Bulls on there. The Mexicans will like that. But, yeah, so, I don't know, any takeaways from the NBA that you wanna stick in there?
See you in the finals, baby.
Yeah.
See you in the finals. Let's still talk about you, but I'll watch you in the finals.
Yeah, so we'll see who has the honor of losing to him. Let's see. And we're going to talk about hockey, but mainly I'm just going to talk about... This is going to tie into the end of the Olympics. And, you know, we watched... And I watch every 4 years as hockey does nothing to try to... You know, they keep saying there's no bump in the own, you know, in the fan viewership, you know, with hockey,
yeah.
Like, and they keep saying that's why they don't like promote it, but it's just that seems ridiculous to me, because it's like when Olympic hockey is on, people are talking about Olympic hockey.
Yeah, you know? I am.
They're watching it, and you know, I had people, and it's just like, how do you get that momentum? I don't know. Put fucking TJ Oshie on the fucking Tonight Show or some shit like that. You know, he's the one who scored those overtime goals against Russia.
Okay, because I was like, who?
Yeah. So, like, TJ Oshie, the hero of that Russian game. Put him on the fucking Tonight Show and be like, you know, oh, I play for the St. Louis Blues, you know. And then, you know, fucking... I saw a promo for a St. Louis Blues game that was taking place after the Olympics, and they weren't like, Olympic hero TJ Oshie, you know? Granted, he didn't medal, they didn't medal, but still, it's like... Yeah. I don't know, it's just, it goes back to my point that the NHL is a poorly run organization that is content to be this, like, cult sport that, you know, is popular and has its hardcore fans, but it is not willing to reach out beyond those hardcore fans.
Yeah.
And, you know, put their stars out there the way the other sports do, you know?
Yeah. That's true, because I sure as fuck... Yeah, it's true, man. The only time I see it is back home at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, yeah, it's just...
That's about it, but other than that, I don't... Hockey on the whole, I couldn't tell you when's the last time I saw an NHL commercial.
Yeah, or just...
Fuck, I don't even watch the NHL channel, and I watch all those fucking channels.
Yeah, and...
Fuck, I watch the MLB channel sometimes, man. I don't even like baseball.
But it's just...
I don't even like it.
There's... It just goes back to my point that it's just, like, it's poorly run, and, you know, hockey fans, you gotta rep for your sport, man. Football fans, we don't need help. You know, we don't need help promoting our sport. We, you know, they do a good enough job. But hockey fans, you need to be out there being like, hey, you know. I mean, granted, it's 10 years before another work stoppage. So that's some progress. That's some progress. But it's still like, you know, out of all the commissioners in their time, the hockey commissioner has allowed more games not to be played than any other commissioner. And that's ridiculous. That is fucking ridiculous. And, you know, you need to get out there. You need to be like, hey, you know, I love my sport. You should love my sport, too. Because, you know, hockey can be very exciting. And I stand by the Stanley Cup playoffs, best playoffs. Because I believe that any team has a shot in this Stanley Cup playoffs. Whereas that's not necessarily true in the others. And that's my hockey rant. That's
hockey.
My hockey rant. But, yeah. Final note.
Let me talk about the nigga Aaron Hernandez again. Because...
A-H for short.
Asshole. Fucking... I think he's guilty because...
Really?
Yeah. Now, hear me out. This is... Apparently, he beat some guy up in jail. He was like, you know, he's in segregation because he's Aaron Hernandez, and I guess he was taking a walk, and somehow an inmate got into him. Got, you know... They've been having words since he's been in prison, and he beat the guy's ass. So, to me, it's like... He's planning on being in prison a long time because you don't beat somebody's ass like that, apparently, like the way they said. The guy was wearing handcuffs and AH wasn't wearing handcuffs. Kind of beat down.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, and it's, you know, prison. I'm like, you do those kind of beat downs when you have something, you have to prove something. Like, nigga, I'm in here. I'm the big dog. Don't fuck with me. So that's why I think he's guilty because...
He's getting used to that life.
That was his life. Just, it wasn't in prison. You know? Like, so to me, it's like he's guilty because you don't do that kind of shit unless, you know you're getting out. You know? Nah, you can talk all the shit you want. I don't give a fuck, man. I'm getting out of here in 2 weeks. Versus, I'm about to beat your ass to show these niggas what's up. You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, he could just be stupid and be
Yeah, like, that's the other alternative.
Yeah, he could just be like, he disrespected me.
He could just be AH.
He could just be AH. I'm just being devil's advocate.
That's true.
That's a really good point. I've never thought about it in that vein. and, like, that was like, something I've never thought about or, like, you know. But that's an excellent point. But the flip side is I can also see him being a vain asshole.
Oh, yeah.
He's just like, this guy disrespected me and I have to do something about it. Mm-hmm. Even though that is stupid as fuck. Because because he might, you know, he might be like, you know, I don't care. I'm going to get out of here. But he disrespected me.
Yeah.
That's why he killed the other guy.
That's true. Why are you talking to those niggas, man?
What? They're friends of mine.
Yeah, that's true. That's fucking true, man.
I mean, that's supposedly why he killed that. Because
I'm overcomplicating things.
He disrespected it. I mean, I think he might be giving him a little more credit than he deserves.
Yeah, I'm overcomplicating shit.
You know,
that's funny. That's why he killed that other guy. That's so true. That's so fucking true.
Because he disrespected him.
But you think he's still on, like, the roids and stuff?
Oh, no, but I think he's just dumb. I mean, God knows just he could be. Yeah. You know, I mean, getting drugs in prison, if Oz has taught me anything, is not that hard.
he's mistaken for the Judy Garland movie.
All right. Well, on that a chipper note. anything else?
Yeah, one more thing.
One more.
Follow us on Twitter at TMS Report if you got Twitter.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
That was terrible.
Oh yeah, I tell you something. I think you'll understand. And I say that something. Such a feeling that my love, I can hide. Yeah, you got that something. I think you'll understand. When I say that something, I want to hold your hand. Inside, it's such a feeling that my love.